This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission today released draft electoral rolls for three states and one UT as part of the ongoing special intensive revision exercise. These are Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Andaman and Nicobar. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls commenced on the 4th of November in 9 states and 3 union territories. The states and UTs are Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Puducherry, Lakshadweep and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 14th of February next year. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Chhattisgarh, Yashwant Kumar, said that under the SIR exercise, enumeration forms were received from 1,84,95,920 voters across the state.
For SIR 2026, the draft electoral roll has been published in the state of Chhattisgarh. Genuine voters can still be added. The claims and objections period starts from today and will remain open until 22 January 2026. During this 1 month period, claims and objections can be submitted. If new names are to be added, they can be included by filling out Form 6 along with a declaration to get new names registered.
President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2025 at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. This is the nation's highest recognition for exceptional contributions in the fields of science, technology and innovation. In the second edition of Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar, the awards were given under four categories, including Vigyan Ratna, Vigyan Shri, Vigyan Yuva Shanti Swarup Bhatnagar and Vigyan Team. Padma Vibhushan Professor Jayant Vishnu Narlikar has been honoured with Vigyan Ratna posthumously. Professor Narlikar was a renowned Indian astrophysicist and cosmologist who developed the Hoyle-Narlikar theory to unify gravitation and matter creation, providing a framework for a steady-state universe in the 1960s. Eight scientists, including Dr. Yusuf Muhammad Sheikh, Jayan N., Professor Mehan Maharaj, were conferred with Vigyan Shri Award. 14 young scientists, including Ankur Garg of ISRO, Professor Amit Kumar Agarwal of IIT Kanpur, Professor Arkaprava Basu of IISc Bengaluru, were awarded the Vigyan Yuva Shanti Swarup Bhatnagar category. Under the Vigyan Team Award was given to Team Aroma Mission CSIR. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government is preparing to introduce strict laws to curb the sale of fake seeds and fertilizers. He was addressing a state-level farmers' conference held in Mirta city of Nagaur district today. Mr. Chauhan stated that two new laws will be introduced in the upcoming session of parliament. Once these laws come into force, those selling substandard seeds and fertilizers will not be able to escape action. He informed that the survey under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana has been completed. Beneficiaries who have not yet received house need not worry. He added that several conditions of the scheme will also be relaxed. The union minister further said that the government is working to address shortcomings in the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. In Odisha, 22 Maoists, including 10 women carders, surrendered before the police in Malkangiri district today. The surrender took place in the presence of Odisha Director General of Police, YB Khurania. It comes after the Odisha government revised its Maoist surrender and rehabilitation policy, offering significantly higher incentives. Addressing the surrendered carders, DGP YB Khurania said the government will provide structured rehabilitation support to the surrendered Maoists. Renowned literature and Gyan Peter Wardy, Vinod Kumar Shukla, passed away in Raipur today. Mr. Shukla was around 88 years old, had been undergoing treatment at AIIMS Raipur for the past few days. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the second T20 international of the 5-match series in Vishakhapatnam tonight. Chasing the target of 129 runs set by Sri Lanka, India reached the target in 11.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.